we are. This is the word that he gave me early this morning, Psalm number 72 of Solomon. Endow the king with your justice, O God, the royal son with your righteousness. He will judge your people in righteousness, your afflicted ones with justice. The mountains will bring prosperity to the people, the hills the fruit of righteousness. He will defend the afflicted among the people and save the children of the needy. He will crush the oppressors. Did you ever realize that Solomon was a real picture of the royal kingdom that is going to hit the earth at some point? He was the richest man who ever lived. He ruled the entire area. He was respected by all the nations around him, and they all paid tribute. Think about it. Is this a picture of what's coming up in the age where the millennium is going to be established and the King of Kings is going to sit on the throne instead of Solomon? Is he greater than Solomon? Absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm. Multiples of times over. Correct? Mm-hmm. Now watch the words. Mm. He will endure as long as the sun, as long as the moon. So that's without end, correct? Mm-hmm. Through all generations. So who is he speaking about? Is he speaking about Jesus. Solomon, or is he speaking about Jesus?
Jesus.
He will be like rain falling on a mowed field. I was so excited about that one. Like showers watering the earth. And verse 7 is awesome. In his days, the righteous will flourish. Prosperity will abound till the moon is no more. I had never seen this as messianic until this morning. He will rule from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. The desert tribes will bow before him, and his enemies will lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and the distant shores will bring tribute to him, and the kings of Sheba and Seba will present him gifts. All kings will bow down to him. Isn't that cool? And all nations will serve him. He will deliver the needy who cry out, the afflicted who have no one to help. He will take pity on the weak and the needy and save the needy from death. He will rescue them from oppression and violence, for precious is their blood in his sight. That one there was so awesome that I circled it because I said, oh my God, when you say that the blood of the slain is precious to you, that includes the babies that have been slaughtered. And the abuse to the elderly, the abuse to the young women and young girls, young boys that have been abused all over the world to satisfy the lust of Baal. Huh? Ah, praise God. So he will rescue them from oppression and violence, for precious is their blood in his sight. Long may he live. May gold from Sheba be given him. May people ever pray for him and bless him all day long. Let grain abound throughout the land. On the top of the hills may it sway. Let its fruits flourish like Lebanon. Let it thrive like the grass of the field. Let it thrive like the grass of the field. May his name endure forever. May it continue as long as the sun. All nations will be blessed through him, and they will call him blessed. Praise be to the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does marvelous deeds. Praise be to the glorious name forever. Praise be to his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Amen. This concludes the prayer of David, son of Jesse. I believe he was praying about his son, Solomon. I also believe that the greater son is Jesus.
This is the prayers of Jesse. Prayers of David.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So other but psalms would have been some of his prayers. So
a lot of them were, yeah. Actually, they were songs.
Yes.
All right. So as I was studying that this morning and going over it and over it and over it, crying out, Lord, what is it about this that you need to put into me? And all I kept getting was, you have no idea what I've prepared for this generation. That took your breath away, dear. What happened?
Because when you said, after you read, Jesus help me, 7.
Yeah.
I heard, I love to create from ruins.
I love?
Love to create from ruins.
From ruins, yes. That's redemption, redeeming. And he is the redeemer. So I was truly, you know, happy about what he was showing me through this word today. And I'd love to go deeper. I don't think I'm ready. What I am saying, however, is that his word is so enticing. And when he decides to open something up. Now, she had Jesus written in here. And I can see that I might have had a few scriptures that I would have seen. But as a whole, seeing it as the future ahead of us. Mm-hmm. That was not something that ever entered my heart.
No, I never did either when I read it.
He also reminded me of when I went to a conference in 2009 at Pastor Jay's, and Wade Taylor was giving us a word, and it came back to me loud and clear during the night. He said, Kim, do you remember when Wade advertised that we had already entered the kingdom age? The kingdom age is not something that happens with a day. It happens with a season of transition. If you look at our Savior Jesus, he was born, and then it's 33 and a half years before the next level of his resurrection. So he lives all those years is one season. Then the judgment falls in 77 AD. That's another season. So the year of our Lord is 2018, right? Mm-hmm. Is this the year of our Lord? Mm-hmm. 2018? So the whole earth, recognizing the Christian nations, this is 2018, but it's the year of our Lord 2018. It's not the years of us living so many years. It's really the years of our Lord 2018. So do we have roughly, because of course the revelation that came to Wade, I didn't get the revelation, but it came back into my head this morning. He said in 2009, the Lord had already showed him the calendar had already fallen. In other words, the page is already turned. So the kingdom age is now progressing. When will it multiply? Could it take 70 years? Absolutely it could. Just for the age to transition. Am I making sense?
70 more years?
No.
Just a moment. This has got to get faster here.
You think so?
Yes.
I'll tell you.
I tell them all the time, could we speed this up just a little bit?
Oh, I don't think you could handle it. I remember John Paul Jackson crying out, please lead, go faster with this. He almost went crazy. Because, you know, the schedule he has you on is the right schedule. Mm-hmm. As best you can tolerate. Because...
What choice do we have?
Oh, a lot. Oh. He doesn't really like complainers. None of mine remember. The Monies get you what?
Nowhere.
Thank you.
When he was here, he said the kingdom is near.
Yes. And that was 2,000 years ago.
Well, the kingdom is now, you said, in 2009.
That's what Wade received from the Holy Spirit at that time. Mm-hmm. And he gave it to us. And I remember saying, okay. And, of course, like you, you know, I want it yesterday. And he's saying it's a transition time. It's a transition time. Go ahead, Peggy. I know you've got something.
That was the word that I got on Sunday. My time is not your time, and my time, my timing is everything.
Mm. There you go.
That's it. Wait, be still, listen for my word. See me in everything. I'm here, I'm there. The world wants everything now or yesterday. But you are not of
the world. Yeah.
You are not of the world.
You belong to me, your Father.
Mm.
Therefore, subject to my timing.
How sweet. Thank you. I listened to it Sunday, but to say that I was connected in my head, don't think I was. I really wasn't. I got home and I went straight to bed. But I slept for about an hour and 20 minutes and recuperated, and I was very blessed. So I'm grateful, very grateful. A piece to the puzzle that comes when sometimes we think of ourselves differently than what we should. And he pushed my buttons in this particular book. And he reminded me about 2 Corinthians 5:17 that we are new creations. We're not the old, we're the new creations. Well, if you're a new creation, you're not going to act like the old creation. You should realize that you're something new. Mm-hmm. So therefore, new is not familiar. New is new. Amen? And he pointed out in this particular word that he was pushing into my heart, will you confess with me right now, just close your eyes, and say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I need to confess that Christ now lives in me. It's not something new. It's something I need to perceive. Christ now lives in me. Now, what I'm coming to you with is E.W. Kenyon's book on the new kind of love. And there's a lot of good things in this book, but this one was what he pressed into me this morning. Begin to confess your fullness. The ability of God to make good. Tell the world that you are more than a conqueror, that you have no other testimony to give. It thrills me through and through the first time I ever said the words, Christ now lives in me. I had expected him to be with me, but I was not quite sure, but that I would leave him sometimes. I was afraid that sometimes he would forget to come along or to go along. Then it came into my spirit consciousness that he was in me, and that greater was he that is in me, he than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. So try that one on. Say, I'm going to confess.
I'm going to confess.
That he is in me. And he is greater. In me. Than he that is in the world. He that is in the world is the darkness. So Christ in me And what could I do about it? I could get an education. I could develop latent abilities. I could become a blessing to the world. Why? He was in me. His enabling ability was there. Try that one on for size. Say, his enabling ability is in me.
His enabling ability is in me.
It's called grace.
It's called grace.
It's called favor.
It's called favor.
And all of it is in me.
And all of it is in me.
So he confesses, I feverishly scanned the pages of Paul's epistles to get the proof of this mighty fact, that I had God in me, that God was at work within me, willing and working his own good pleasure. Philippians 2:13. So you might write that one down. Philippians 2:13. The other scripture was 1 John 4:4. God is at work within me, willing and working his own good pleasure. It's awesome. I knew that I was no longer in the failure ranks. I knew I had moved into the success realm. I knew God and I were united. Oh. I knew God and I were united. He was not on the outside any longer. He was not only with me, but he was in me. Just close your eyes one more time. Some of you need to put your hand over your heart. Say, I know God.
I know God.
And I are united. He's no longer on the outside any longer.
He's no longer on the outside any longer.
He's not going to run away anytime soon. He was not only with me, but he is in me.
He was not only with me, but he is in me.
Oh, the wonder of it.
Oh, the wonder of it.
The thrill of it.
The thrill of it.
The amazing grace of it.
The amazing grace of it.
God living inside of me.
God living inside of me.
The biggest asset of the whole thing.
Is that he loved me.
The biggest asset of the whole thing.
Was that he loved me.
Who loved me and gave himself up for me? Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20. You need to put that one in because it needs to become a part of our confession. Who loved me and gave himself up for me? He had identified himself with me in the earth walk. There could never be any separation from now on. I would not give him up, and he would not give me up. Mm-hmm. I have his life. He has mine. He gives me his ability, and we labor together, my Lord and I. Mm-hmm. That one hit home, John. Put your head back on your heart. Say, he loved me.
He loved me.
He gave himself up for me.
Galatians 2:20.
Signed on the dotted line. He had identified himself with me. In my earth walk. There could never be any separation from now on. I would not give him up.
I would not give him up.
And he would not give me up.
And he would not give me up.
I have his life.
I have his life.
He has mine.
He has mine.
He gives me his ability.
He gives me his ability.
And we labor together.
And we labor together.
My Lord and I.
My Lord and I.
We labor together. So he's in the earth by his spirit. His spirit is the deposit he put in me. But if you're like me and you open up a new bank account, the desire is to add to it and to get interest. If you're smart, you have a CD.
Compounding. Mm-hmm.
So what am I saying? If you are also mentally assenting to the fact that he's outside working in us, it's always from outside coming in. Mm. Now you're turning it around. Christ in me, the hope of glory, is another major reality. When we take Holy Communion tonight, he's not going to be outside and remain outside. We're consuming. His flesh becomes a part of
our flesh.
His blood becomes a part of
ours.
What kind of sickness and disease can live in the blood of the Lamb?
None.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah! I couldn't resist that one. Forgive me. That one, forgive me. That one, forgive me.